everything you made for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to talk this morning about promotions. Promotions. Promotion. You may be seated. Pro. You know what pro means? Moving forward, right? Promotions. So the motion is forward. It's pro. It's far. It's in an upward direction. And I want to talk a little bit about promotions. You know, many times companies will hire sports figures. And Michael Jordan, what did he rep for? Does anybody remember? Yeah, see, y'all know. He was a Nike guy, right? Nike spends a lot of money. They hadn't called me yet. I'm still waiting for Nike to call me. They haven't called me yet. But anyway, they find these great people in life to endorse, if you will, their products, these celebrities. And if that person uses it or promotes it, well, then they get the attention of all the people that follow them. So it's a huge audience. If you're a Michael Jordan fan, or you're Jack Nicklaus golf, if you followed him, Lord, if he used ping clubs, you need to use ping clubs. I mean, if he's that good, surely I can get a little better if I use the same clubs he uses. And it would promote the product. It would move the product forward, right? It would move it to the next level. You could be struggling in sales, but as soon as Jack Nicklaus said, those golf clubs work for me, brother, the sales were through the roof. And so people use promotions to get people. I mean, how would you like to take a job and there's no way to get a promotion? No way to go any higher. You know, at some point you say, well, this is it. That's what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And that's okay if you reach the level that you want to be at. But as for me in my house, I still want to go higher and higher and higher, at least in God. I may not go any higher in this life, but God wants to promote me higher and higher and higher in his kingdom. But I've got to find a way to get that promotion to work for me. Hallelujah. God is not looking, hear me this morning, he's not looking for big names in the industry. He's not looking for the Michael Jacksons and the Jack Nicklauses and all these sports figures what's some of them great swimmers? What was that guy that was swimming that was so good? See, Phillips. Yeah, in my day it was Mark Spitz. You see, anybody remember him? Yeah, see, some of y'all remember. But he's gone. We got to have a new promoter. You got to keep changing promoters. You see, if you're going to keep your product, you need a new promoter, because the old promoter can't swim anymore. He can't play golf anymore, and he can't promote you to the next level. So you need the next new big thing, right? Well, when God got ready to get a promoter, he wasn't looking for anybody high up in society, anybody in royalty. The Bible says that even John the Baptist was God's promoter. And the word of the Lord, it said, it came not to the tetrarchs, and it named Philip, and it named all these tetrarchs. It said, and the word of the Lord came unto John in the wilderness. He had found him a promoter in the wilderness. And he was out there in the wilderness going, make straight the way of the Lord. And all the lizards were listening, and the scorpions were paying attention. And he was dressed in a camel suit and had him some honey and locusts he was eating. What a promoter. What a promoter to bring your kingdom in, and this is your promoter. You know, I remember growing up, boxing was a big thing, and Don King was the promoter of all these big fights. He may still be promoting them. I don't know. But he hadn't called me either. But the Lord was not looking for some great person. He was looking for some humble person. And he found John, which was his cousin, to be his promoter. And John was a voice, as Brother Gidrow said last week or so, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. I do indeed baptize with water unto repentance, but there is one coming after me who is greater than I am, whose shoe latches I'm not worthy to unlatch, but he shall baptize you with something better than I've got. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Get ready, get ready, get ready, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Hallelujah. Put your hands together this morning, because the kingdom of God is, he was promoting God. He was promoting, and he was just out there in the wilderness where nobody was. But let me tell you the secret. Are you ready? When he began to promote God, God began to promote him. when he began to promote God and he began to seek after God, then all of a sudden God said, I found somebody seeking after me and I can use him. Then he began to promote him and he brought this man out of the wilderness with his camel suit on and they looked at him like he was crazy and he put him in the streets and in the highways and he was saying, get ready, get ready, get ready, for there's one coming after me. It was like the advertisement on the billboard said, coming soon to an area near you. Hallelujah. What's coming soon? Oh, there's one coming after me. He was building him up. And the more he built God up, Christ up, the more Christ built him up. Wow. So that even when Christ come on the scene, he looked at the people and said, what went ye out to see? You see? He promoted him so much that people were coming out of the cities to even go into the wilderness to listen to John. What went ye out to see? Someone dressed in great fine raiment? Oh, you need to go to a king's house. What went ye out to see? He is a prophet? Oh, well, he's more than that. Since the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violent take it by force. If you will have it, this is Elias, the spirit of Elias, that will be my promoter to get my kingdom established. Are you promoting anything? Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. He's coming back, he's coming back, he's coming back. Let me teach you a Bible study. Let me talk to you about Christ. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Yeah, let me tell you what he's done for me. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side when men rose up against me, then they would have swallowed me up quick when his wrath was kept. Get ready, get ready, get ready. What are you doing to promote the kingdom of God? Because if you want to get promoted, he promotes who promotes him. Hallelujah. Oh, you know. David was God's Old Testament promoter. And anytime you seek something, you know, you seek after it. Then if you seek after God, then God starts seeking after you. Yeah. Because what you give out comes back. And David was God's Old Testament promoter. You know, if you ask anybody in a store to help you find something, then when you seek it, you're promoting it. Did you know that? Can you help me find Under Armour? That's too expensive for me. I've never had any of that. But some of this Under Armour t-shirts. And, you know, they're wearing an Under Armour t-shirt. The one you ask. But just asking for it is a promotion. You see? Just to ask for it, to know that you're asking, promotes the product. Right? Can you help me find ping golf clubs? Are they that good? Why are you wanting ping golf? Well, man, you haven't heard Jack Nicklaus hit that hole in one the other day on a par four. You haven't heard he did it with a putter? You haven't heard that? Oh, where are they at? I better get me one of those. Just to seek it is to promote it. Woo, hallelujah. And so if you have it, you don't mind telling somebody, yeah, I got me one of them too. Lord, they are everything they said it was going to be. God sure is good. He's been good to you. He's been good to me. He'll be good to you. He's not a respecter of person. And all of a sudden you begin to promote it simply because you're asking about it. Hallelujah. But, you know, God is like a man. Pardon me, guys, and you don't have to admit this, but your wife will, you know, she may not be able to say amen, but she'll write it on a piece of paper and cover it up. But anytime you brag on a man, I'll get that for you. Until you get married, then that all changes, you know. But, you know, when you're trying to win that girl and promote, what happens is as soon as you begin to say, boy, where you work out at? Well, I work out at the gym, you know. You start wearing them shirts, you know, it shows off them big muscles, you know. And so God is like that. When you promote him, he starts showing off. He starts, because he can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you tell somebody he can do. You might as well tell somebody God can do this for you and more. He can do that for you and more. Because there's no limit to what God can do for you if you will promote him. He will bow up. He will show off. He's just looking for somebody to praise him. My, my, my. And no wonder David wrote, he said, if we will magnify the Lord, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let's exalt his name together. Let's promote him together. You sing psalms unto him, and I'll tell of his glory. Let's work together and magnify the Lord. Well, you might think, well, Lord, how do you magnify a God that is omnipotent and omniscient? He's everywhere. How do you promote him in your situation? In your situation. Yeah. You begin to magnify God greater than your problems. And greater. I know the Lord will make a way somehow. Hallelujah. I know God has never failed me yet. And he won't fail me this. Oh, child, God's never failed me either. Let me tell you. And it begins to promote God. And when you promote God, he begins to promote you. And David was God's promoter of the Old Testament. And so you and I need to promote God in our weakness that we can then see the strength of God. But when you promote your strength, he doesn't show up. Okay, you do it. If Gideon could have won without God, he should have already beat the Midianites. But he couldn't. And God said, thou mighty man of valor, you will smite the Midians as one man. It's because your weakness I showed up. He was fearful, threshing wheat, hiding it so he could just get it by for enough for his family. But I'm here to tell you that when you finally admit you're weak, God can be strong. When you finally admit I can't do it, then God shows up. Because that promotes God. When you say, I can't do it, then he says, I can. If you want to promote God, quit saying, I can do it. I don't need your help. You can't do it without him. Amen. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord. Amen. No wonder David said as this song, to trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, do what? Promote him. Acknowledge him. If it had not been for the Lord. How did you get that? Man, let me tell you, if it wasn't for the Lord, I wouldn't have this. If it wasn't for the Lord, I wouldn't even be here today. Let me tell you about my God. My, my, my. And we need to acknowledge him. And when you acknowledge God, then he begins to promote you. When you seek God, he promotes you. And when you promote God, he seeks you. Did you catch that? King Saul was one time God's promoter. But then King Saul began to promote himself. And when he began to promote himself, God said, well, I'm sorry. You seek everything but me. You keep seeking fame and fortune and you've given to all these people that they'll like you and you're giving cities away and all that. You're seeking yourself and you're not seeking me. And when he began to seek himself, he promoted himself. God said, well, I can't use you. And anytime you and I start seeking worldly things and quit promoting God, then God slips out of the equation and you will find yourself promoting yourself. And let me tell you, notice this about God. If you want something bad enough, he'll finally give it to you till you get sick of it. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, but Pastor, I can't live without Joey. Oh, I can't. I know, Pastor, he's not saved. I understand that. But I'm in love, and I can't live without Joey. 2 years later, I can't live with Joey. You know he ain't saved. If you keep pestering God and pestering God for something that is not right in your life, then he will finally give it to you till you learn your lesson. Now, that don't make shouting material, but it's true anyway. And whatever you pursue above God becomes your idol. Hallelujah. It becomes the thing you chase. And our God is a jealous God. He said, beside me, there can be no other. You have to seek me first. Hallelujah. And my kingdom and my righteousness first. Then I will promote you. I will add all these other things unto you. Oh, hallelujah. And whatever you pursue, yeah, is what you worship. Did you catch that? Whatever you pursue Amen. There's people could be here this morning, but they're pursuing other things. That this morning, they're worshiping those other things. That's right. When they could be here, they're promoting other things. And when you promote other things other than God, get ready, get ready, get ready, you're fixing to lose your job. If we could talk to Lucifer this morning, and I don't talk to the devil, but, you know, he was God's promoter. He was the singer, chief musician in heaven. What does music do? It promotes God. We sing to worship in heaven. Singing won't save you. It won't save you. I don't care what song you sing. It won't save you. It won't really bring conviction either. Only the Word of God does those things. But we sing to promote God. We sing that we might praise God. Hallelujah. We sing that we might enhance worship to God. But those things can't save you. And when Satan began to promote himself, I will ascend above the Most High. I will be exalted. I will be above the heavens. God said, I can't use you anymore. And he sent him down. And guess what? We took his place. Hallelujah. We took his place in promoting God. King Saul had rejected God. And a prophet named Samuel was so heartbroken because he was the anointed, God's anointed, the first king of Israel, a nice, stately man that you know, you were proud to say, that's my king. That's my king. Yeah, he's my king. You were proud to say that, but he rejected God. And because he rejected God, God did what? Rejected him. Right? And so Samuel is weeping and weeping and crying about this situation. And God spoke to him and said, how long will you weep for a has-been? How long will you weep for something I'm through with? Get up. I have already found me another man. Hallelujah. I have already found me another man that is seeking me. He's singing songs to me out in the sheep field. He's whistling tunes to me and writing psalms to me. He's saying, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down like in these green patches. He is writing poetry to me, and he really doesn't even know me yet. That's the man I want, because he's after me. He's after my own heart. And when God replaced him, God doesn't waste time. I'm telling you, God won't waste time replacing any of you or me. Let me tell you, he's got a drunk sitting up under a bridge that he can recruit in a week that could preach better than me or sing better than you. He can, before you ever say, I quit, he's got somebody ready who's seeking him. Because before, when you say, I quit, you've already quit. You've already quit in your mind. And God can replace us. So God is looking for people that will promote him. David promoted God. And when he promoted God, while he was out there in the field, he slew what? A lion and a bear and had nothing in his hands. Now that's promotion. So that when he goes into the king, he said, well, what's your resume look like? Well, let's see, I killed a lion and I killed a bear with my bare hands. Ha ha. And he said, and he went on to say, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be no different. Well, how are you going to do that? I got a rag and a rock. Oh, no, 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 no. You're going to embarrass all of us, you know. Go out there. No, 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 no. Here, try my armor on. Oh, no, I have not proven this. I have proven this. And this promotes me. And God took a man with a rag and a rock and promoted him to the palace. Are you hearing me how quick God can change your life when you begin to promote God? Is there not a cause? Did this man not defy the armies of the living God? Let me at this uncircumcised. I will come to you in the name of the Lord. Not in David's name, not in Jesse's name, not in Samuel's name or Saul's name. I come to you in the name of the Lord. Shout. And when that rock hit, A guy that was a nobody. A guy that looked like who? David who? Oh, that's, I didn't know Jesse had another son. Yeah, that's his little one that's out there. Man, he's awesome. He's awesome. And the ladies began to get in the streets and began to get the tambourines, and they were promoting a man they didn't know one day, and the next day they're saying David has killed his 10,000 and Saul a puny 1,000. That's how quick God can reverse your situation when you promote him. Hallelujah. David said, I'm not seeking a bunch of things. I am seeking one thing. And when I finally find that place, I'm staying there. I'm going to dwell there. I'm going to live there. I'm sorry y'all turned the lights off, but I'm staying here. Hallelujah. I want to dwell in the presence of the Lord, because the presence of the Lord was in his temple, and it's still in his temple. It hasn't changed. This is where I want to dwell, is in his tabernacle. We are the tabernacle of his praise. The tabernacle of God is with men. We are the praise of God. So that if we will promote God, then God will begin to promote us. Hallelujah. When we seek him, then he promotes you or us. And when you promote him, then he seeks you. Because he's looking for somebody who's seeking him. Now, I struggled with this last little phrase, and I'll close quickly. But I tried to get away from this four or five times and could not. So